We're going to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the show, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one, Patrick, and it's another financial company being bad. They've been bad boys. Stanford Financial is the current company in question. A raid by federal officials 2 weeks ago at the offices of Stanford Financial has the company has many surrounding the company thinking fraud. Federal officers alleged that the company has committed $8 billion in fraud, and there was a sign outside of its Houston office saying the company is still in operation, but under management of a receiver, suggesting that the company assets have been frozen. Stanford is the title sponsor of the PGA Tour's long-running event in Memphis, and they also signed on last year to sponsor the LPGA's season-ending event in Houston. They also, of course, Stanford does sponsor the Eagles for St. Jude, which is a very big, long-running program on the PGA Tour, where a lot of the players, including Camila Vijayas and Vijay Singh, donate money for every eagle that they make, and Stanford donates money for every eagle that's made in any PGA Tour event. PGA Tour officials were quick to respond, saying that this year's St. Jude Championship in Memphis will go on as scheduled June 11th to the 14th. They were quick to say, in the release, they said the St. Jude Championship will go on in Memphis. They didn't mention Stanford as being a title sponsor, so perhaps the PGA Tour will jump in with monies of their own. Question for you, Pat. With Stanford being so involved in golf on both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, how bad of news is this?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, you know, just like you said, take out the sponsorship aspect of it for the tournaments, but the charitable aspect, as you mentioned, given the St. Jude Hospital, I mean, that's what's really a killer for a lot of these things. And I'm not trying to absolve an institution that's committed potentially or allegedly $8 billion
worth of
fraud. I mean, obviously something's going on there that shouldn't be going on, but nonetheless, it's a shame. Like, you see that with the Madoff stuff and everything, that while people were getting unjustly enriched or whatever, there was a charitable aspect to a lot of this that's going to be affected too. So while I'm not saying that the people that do wrong shouldn't be punished for it, it's a shame when some of the money at least was going to charitable aspects, and they're going to be punished directly because of the mismanagement by some of these institutions and people that were associated with it, and that's a shame. It's a huge blow. Like you said, they sponsored the LPGA final event in Houston. The St. Jude obviously isn't one of the bigger events on the PGA Tour, but nonetheless, it is an event. I just think it's odd, Russ, that we didn't talk about, but Wachovia being taken over by Wells Fargo now. The Wachovia Championship is just going to be called the Quail Hollow. We're almost getting back to the old days where tournaments were just called for the city they were in.
It's kind of nice.
I actually like it. I think it gives it more of that feel for what the tour used to be, but obviously
it's not good financially.
They're
though.
Not doing it for nostalgia right. reasons.
Exactly.
They're doing it because they have to.
Exactly.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you, and it's related. Commissioner Tim Finchin announced Tuesday that FBR has decided not to renew its contract after 2010 for the popular tournament outside Phoenix. Already this year, U.S. Bank said it was pulling out of Milwaukee. Ginn Resorts has ended its sponsorship contract 3 years early. The tour's got a lawsuit on that one. The tour also faces, as we mentioned, uncertainty in Memphis with Stanford. Now, the FBR has been the title sponsor since 2004 at the TPC Scottsdale, which has grown into the rowdiest event on the PGA Tour, drawing over 600,000 fans for the week over the last few years. The tour now has 21 sponsors under contract through 2012, and Finchin said more extensions would be announced in the spring. My question, are you surprised the sponsor of the best-attended tournament on the PGA Tour is pulling out?
Yes, I am. Very surprised. I mean, the FBR Open has really turned into almost a cult following out there in Phoenix with the rowdy 16th hole par 3. They're now calling it the Coliseum because it's completely surrounded by
people,
bleachers, and luxury boxes all the way around the hole. And I mean, a par three that measures 160 yards is about twice as big as a regular football stadium. So you can imagine how many people, upwards of 30,000 people at just that hole each day. But I guess you realize, I mean, listen, first of all, if FBR is pulling out after next year of the tournament that gets the best attendance on the entire tour, they must be in trouble. I think we're seeing that a lot of these companies, U.S. Bank, FBR, Stanford Financial, well, Stanford for nefarious reasons, not so well, financial and nefarious reasons, because they've been bad boys. You know, all these companies are really, they must be hurting so much. To be pulling out of events that are making money, making a lot of money for both you know, the sponsors and the charities that they're involved with. Now, a note by Tim Fincham, he said Phoenix without a sponsor would not affect its spot on the schedule, which is usually the week of the Super Bowl. Next year, FBR Open is scheduled to be played the week after the Super Bowl, so that will be the week before the Honda Classic. So interestingly enough, next year as well on the PGA Tour 2010, yet another tour scheduling change. And reports out of the Phoenix papers out there is that FBR next year is going to be the tournament right before the Honda Classic. So this year, tournament right before the Honda was a WGC event, the match play. Last year it was a different event, so for a third year in a row next year, the event right before the Honda will be something different. In this case, in 2010, it'll be FBR.
The other thing that's interesting, Russ, in this, the federal stimulus money, or the bailout money that went to a lot of these banks, I think one of the conditions of that was that they weren't allowed to use the money for things like golf sponsor, that, golf tournament, right. Which I completely agree with,
which is
by
why
the way.
We're seeing Wells Fargo. Wells
exactly.
Fargo, who is the new owner of Wachovia, now that tournament in Charlotte now will be called the Quail Hollow Championship this year instead of the Wells Fargo Championship.
So that's why I think you're seeing some of these tournaments that were sponsored by banks or bank-related industries, they're having to pull out, and I agree with it, to tell you the truth.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the show, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. All right, Pat, topic number three. Greg Norman, the Shark, suggesting that perhaps PGA Tour golfers need a pay cut. He thinks golfers need to take a pay cut as the global economic crisis bites. You notice all three of these topics are somewhat intertwined as far as theme goes. Prize monies, this is a quote from Greg Norman, prize money's being scaled back in Europe, and I wouldn't be surprised if prize monies get scaled back in the U.S. as well, just out of respect to every citizen and taxpayer who is suffering dramatically. It seems like on the PGA Tour, the players are still playing for millions of dollars each week, and they think that they're recession-proof. I think there's got to be a lot of sensitivity shown. If I was the PGA commissioner, taking a little shot at Tim Fincham because you know that they've had a rough past, that's what I would be recommending, end quote. The average PGA Tour purse in 2008 was $5.8 million, and that number has actually increased this year. The average Tour purse for 2009 has increased despite the troubles in our economy. Question for you, Pat. Do you agree with the Shark?
I absolutely agree with the Shark, and I love the fact that he is giving Fincham a shot because, as you said, these guys have never gotten along, and ever since Norman basically proposed what is now the World
WGC,
Golf,
right?
And you know, basically got poo-pooed, and then they ended up doing it.
Then Fincham stole his idea.
Right, and I think Greg takes a chance every chance he can to take a little shot at the PGA Tour. And in this case, I think he's right. You know, these guys should be more sensitive. And I don't think the PGA Tour players are averse to this. I think they would be willing to say, you know, let's cut some of the purses here, maybe give more of the money to charities or things like that than what normally goes to it. I don't think that will happen, but I think it is a good idea. I think it all dovetails into the fact that I think the PGA Tour should look that this – economy is not a quick thing. It's not something that I think is going to turn around. Most of the experts that I've read about or heard about has said this is still another 18 to 24 months of this stuff. And again, I think the PGA Tour, I know I've been touting my horn on this for a long time, should look at really contracting the schedule, figuring out what events are the most popular events and what events are going to give the most exposure to the tour, and get rid of some of these events that, you know, just appear to be, like I call, the money grabs, and you know, make the tour, you know, much more of a condensed, specialized type event. And I think, you know, you could have the purses higher for those events. I know that would exclude a bunch of the other players in a way because they wouldn't have as many tournaments to play in. But nonetheless, that might be something that has to happen anyway because of the financial situation that we're in, that things get contracted rather than, you know, get expanded. So we'll see what happens, but I agree with Greg on this one.
One last thought on that. Let me just sneak it in. And you mentioned the charities. The charities are the ones that hurt in a down economy. If we're seeing purses remaining the same or even becoming greater this year on the PGA Tour. So the players are still getting their money. If we're seeing attendance and sponsorships of tournaments coming down, that means less money is coming in. If the players are still getting their same piece of the pie, who loses? It's the charities.
Exactly, and that's the real shame of it. All right, number four, going to you, Russ. A little bit of a lighter-hearted question here.
Yeah, we need something lighthearted to finish inside the ropes, please, for God's sakes.
Today's final twosome are two guys, Jeff Ogilvy and Paul Casey, that belong to the same club out there in Arizona, about 90 miles from where they're playing right now, called Whisper Rock. Would you like to see more of a Tavistock-type cup tournament where you have guys from certain clubs play each other, like we could have down here in Palm Beach County, rather than a lot of the other goofy, silly season events that we see?
Absolutely. I think some of the silly season events should become more like the Tavistock Cup event, which we'll see in a couple of weeks. It'll be the Monday and Tuesday after Doral, where Isleworth and Lake Nona, two of the premier clubs in Orlando, will take on each other. And, of course, some of the big names of those two clubs are Tiger Woods and Ernie Els and Retief Goosen and J.B. Holmes. I would love to see more of these. Because there's a lot of other locales, there's a lot of other neighborhoods around the country, like Orlando, that have got a ton of tour players living in them. I mean, we're seeing that in living color today at the Accenture Match Play. Jeff Ogilvy and Paul Casey, they are both members of Whisper Rock. I'd love to see something out in Arizona, perhaps Whisper Rock taking on Greyhawk, or one of the other great clubs out there. And we could absolutely see it down here in South Florida with all the premier clubs we've got. Old Palm, Dye Preserve, MacArthur, Bears Club, Ritz-Carlton, with all the tour players that belong to all those clubs. I think it'd be phenomenal to see a bunch of little Tavistock Cup tournaments, type tournaments, all around the country. In Phoenix, maybe in Southern California. I know there's a lot of players in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Anthony Kim, one of them. Justin Leonard lives out there as well. Love to see a lot of these little Tavistock Cup tournaments end, especially here in our backyard of Palm Beach County.
And then maybe, Russ, what you do is have the two winners or have a series of winners, and then they play for like the America's Cup, some big, you know, have it like it's some great golf course and have the two winning teams of all those mini tournaments play each other. I absolutely agree with you. You get the one thing you get from these, Russ, is some scintilla of competitiveness. Like, even though it's for fun and all that, it's not like a skins game where you're just strictly playing for money. These guys actually, there's a little bit of a, hey, we want to beat those guys. We don't want to hear from, you know, Isleworth all year that they beat us or whatever. Even if it's just a very minor thing, at least you get some little bit of competitiveness out of this that you don't get in most of these other silly season things. And that's what I like about it.
All right, there's another award-winning edition of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you by our good friends at PGA National Resort and Spa.